The Beating Heart Minus Gravity. Presented by Science at NASA. July 10, 2009. We've all seen video of astronauts drifting and gliding gracefully around inside the International Space Station, kind of like fish in a fishbowl. It looks so relaxing. But as enjoyable as it appears to be, there is a downside to all that free-falling. When astronauts land back on Earth after a long time in space, not only is their vestibular system mixed up and their kinesthetic sense thrown off, but also their bones and muscles have deteriorated, says Dr. Benjamin Levine of the University of Texas Southwest Medical Center. In space, even more so than on Earth, it's use it or lose it. The human body and all its parts need to work to remain vital. Bones must bear weight to keep their density and strength. Muscles need to push or pull against resistance to stay in shape. Without work, they waste away. Could this also be true of the most critical muscle of all, the human heart? NASA's launching a new study called Integrated Cardiovascular to find out. We know that astronauts lose heart mass and exercise capacity when they're in microgravity for a long time, says Johnson Space Center's Julie Robinson, program scientist for the International Space Station. We suspect that this could lead to impaired heart function, which could cause low blood pressure and even fainting when astronauts get back to gravity. But we need detailed information. In the future, astronauts will spend longer and longer in space, and even live and work on the Moon and Mars. We want to know exactly how space living will affect their hearts and heart function. Dr. Levine is a principal investigator for the study, along with Dr. Michael Bungo of the University of Texas Health Science Center at Houston. They've enlisted the support of several other cardiovascular experts to conduct this research, the most comprehensive and advanced study of its kind to date. We're investigating how much, and how fast deterioration occurs in the heart during long-duration space travel, says Levine. The space station crew, which has recently grown to 6 members, will help Levine and his team find answers by serving as subjects for the experiment. The experiment will last for more than 2 years, long enough to gather plenty of data on 12 different astronauts before, during, and after spaceflight. We're incorporating the most sophisticated tools ever used in such an experiment to look at the heart and its chambers and valves, says Levine. This is the first investigation ever to use advanced echo-Doppler techniques to follow the structure and function of the heart during long periods in space, and to confirm findings using advanced magnetic resonance imaging tools on the ground. For example, we're using an echocardiogram to determine how heart muscle atrophy influences the way the heart relaxes and fills, and we're using an MRI to quantify this atrophy precisely, to figure out how the heart untwists and to determine whether it scars or gets infiltrated by fat. An echocardiogram uses high-pitched sound waves that are picked up as they reflect off different portions of the heart. These echoes are turned into a moving picture, allowing researchers to watch a movie of the heart in action as blood flows through the heart chambers, valves, and blood vessels. By looking at such movies before, during, and after spaceflight, the team can discern mechanical changes that happen in a person's heart after he or she is away from Earth's gravity for a long time. With the MRI, they can look at detailed computer images of the heart tissues to pinpoint exactly what kind of atrophy occurs. We're answering questions like, is the deterioration simply in size, like Arnold Schwarzenegger's muscle loss if he stopped lifting weights, or does the heart scar? Do cells actually die? The team is also studying the effects of heart atrophy on crew members' ability to exercise and on the likelihood of their developing unusual heart rhythms, both on the space station and after returning to Earth. In addition, the researchers will look closely at other cardiovascular issues, such as how blood pressure responds to reintroduction of gravity at the levels experienced on Earth, the Moon, and Mars. All of the results will help us fine-tune exercise protocols for the space station crew, says Robinson. We'll also learn what to look at in astronauts' hearts before we send them to, say, Mars. We'll identify a set of risk factors that can help flight surgeons determine the best candidates for long-term space missions. Levine adds, we may, however, show that the heart does just fine in space, and that the strategies now used to keep astronauts in shape are perfectly adequate to keep the heart functioning normally. If so, flight surgeons can turn their attention instead to other potentially critical problems, such as bone loss or radiation exposure. Importantly, this study's results will help researchers in developing preventive and rehabilitative regimes for people on Earth. The information we get from these experiments will be relevant for patients after long-term bed rest or other physical activity restrictions, as well as for patients with congestive heart failure, heart disease, and even normal aging. This story was written by Donna Coulter and read by Tony Phillips. It's presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.